The Mefarshim, the commentators, point out the interesting word used when we deal with the tsaras, what we call leprosy, perhaps psoriasis. Back then, it wasn't a skin disease. It was a skin disease. It wasn't an infectious disease. Or else, why would it depend on the Kohen to announce it? If the Kohen wouldn't pronounce it, it wouldn't happen, then it wouldn't be a disease. So, and they wouldn't have any exceptions to the rule to prolong it. So the Torah uses this interesting language, Adam, like we use by Vayikra, Adam ki Yaakov Rikem, Adam ki Ye Ba'ar Bisaro. And then he has to go to the Kohen and to see what's going on. So Adam's usually used in a higher level. In other words, the Netziv points out this Ish, Gever, Enosh. And usually Adam is used in a context of a very high level. So if the Gemara in Erechin tells us in Chazal that we're talking about the Isser of Lashon Hara and other sins, then why are we introducing the concept with Adam? Adam implying something great as opposed to something not so good. So someone to point out that, because the whole concept of the Saras, obviously, how did you get it through Dibor? Well, we're assuming the most accepted reason is because of Lashon Hara. As we pointed out, like the umpire, it's not a ball or a strike until he calls it one. Saras isn't Saras until the Kohen actually says it. And if it's kind of like a Mida Keneged Mida, you sin with your voice, so you're going to get punished with the voice of the Kohen. So therefore, in fact, we know as Unkelis writes on when God created Adam Arishon, so Ruach Omela, the Unkelis says, is about speech. That in other words, when you define human beings, it's usually by speech. Of course, even though other creatures might have some type of communication, no one on the level of a human being and speech. And that's what it's talking about, that Adam is, that it's going against your whole purpose of getting speech was to do good things, and now you're using it for a terrible thing, so therefore you have to go chutz l'machane and learn from the experience. So Adam is going on the greatness of speech. The Alshich, he has a different shot. It's not necessarily going on speech, it's going on the essence of the person, like in general. Like if something's perfect and you have a little flaw, it comes out like the missing tile syndrome. But if your place is a wreck, everything's all over the place, and something little is off, no one's going to notice it. It's only when spiritually, if someone's on a high level, the Ramban, I think, writes that today we're not on the level of, we don't have prophecy because the Kohen had to come and tell you, etc. So we don't have prophecy today, so we don't have Mitzora. So therefore, it's not that people don't speak Lashon Hara, do these things, it's that you can't even tell them because their spiritual state is so bad to begin with as opposed to being on a higher level. So therefore, Adam is going on this general state of a person that Adam, if you're going to be told that you have Saras, and already you have a strong starting point. So we have the approach that Adam means, that is the definition of an Adam speaking speech. We have a second approach, Adam, the greatness of Adam is the nature of the person, that the fact that he has getting Saras shows he's a great person. There's a famous pshat, one of my rebbeim at YU for a couple of years, and a Talmud Muvag, a Rav Moshe Feinstein. We have this and Alper used to give Chumash here all the time. So he explains that's not the great, that other pshatim are true. But he's saying the greatness of Adam isn't just when you get Saras, and that's not even the main thing. The issue he explains is what happens afterwards, like for Huval Cohen, you're brought to the Cohen and you have to admit what you did was wrong. You have to do whatever is necessary in order to try to correct a mistake. That's the greatness of Adam. A Malach is an Omer, he doesn't grow, that's it. You don't go down, you don't go up. the greatness of Adam Shever Yikom Seven Yipol Tzadik for come, as you go up and down. And in fact, those we know that one of the major differences between Shaul HaMelech and David, they both sinned, and yet Shaul was basically was thrown out, wasn't forgiven, and David was. So there are many answers. One is that Shaul was the Akedas Yitzchak explains that perhaps Shaul's was the sin of a king. So if you sin as a king, you get thrown out, you get impeached. But if it's a private sin, so then that doesn't affect necessarily the kinghood, the priesthood. However, the other answer Akedas Yitzchak gives is that no, that Shaul, that when the Navi came to him, he was in denial. What do you mean sin? What do you mean I did everything that God said? And he kept on justifying it. While David HaMelech, who strictly speaking could have justified it, because really technically he wasn't over the... That's what the Gemara says. Whoever says he sinned are wrong. Technically, they weren't sins because he gave a get out tonight. It might not have been Ashes Ish. David had every reason in the world he could have hid behind. And nevertheless, he said, Chatasi Lashem. And that's the greatness of Adam. The ability that after you hear from the Kohen about what, you know, it's always good to get a neutral observer, and you hear about our failings and your, you know, your personal shortfalls. So therefore, Adam is the greatness that even though it's a difficult time, you're in isolation, but the greatness of Adam is you're going to come back. You're going to accept the rebuke and continue. So we have the three approaches. Why Adam? Either because that's the definition of a human speech. Adam is only here because the only time you get tzaras is when you're on that level, when we had nevuah. So it was the nature of man. But now that we're on a low level, we don't notice it. Or as Rav Nissen Alpert explained it, no. The yisod of Adam is afterwards. The ability to change, to do tshuva, as Rav Soloveitchik used to always point out, that it says, go achalti ba'oni mimeni. So the Gemara over there that we learned out, that he says, asisi b'chosh, I did everything I was told. Usually when we talk about vidoy, oral confession, not ashamnu baganu achay, we talk about, oh, I'm a sinner, I'm a loser, I'm terrible. Yeah, we see here, like, Oro Vidoy, you're saying how good you are. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to always say. Yisod in tshuva is, you got to believe you can do better. If you think you're a loser, then what kind of tshuva? Like, if I can't do any better, don't have any tanyas on me. But if I realize I can do better, so then there's room for tshuva. And that's the yisod here, Adam, that after the Kohen gives him the spiritual rebuke, and he tells him what he did wrong, so now he has the time to contemplate and improve, and hence the Russian, the word they use, Adam.